Welcome back. Well, a 21-day lockdown in South Africa, while Spain itself went into lockdown on Friday. Looking beyond the panic buyers, malls have generally become a whole lot quieter. Vukile Property Fund has significant shopping center exposure in both territories. It's a business unusual, of course. And what does that mean for the property industry? Lawrence Rapp, CEO of Vukile Property Fund, joins us now. Thanks so much, Lawrence, for your time this evening. So we've had a national shutdown instituted here in South Africa, while very much necessary, impacting the retail sector in a very big way. As a retail property owner, how much of a buffer do you have right now to withstand the business disruption that has been triggered?
Alicia, thank you very much. Look, as you mentioned, certainly business is unusual at the moment, and very difficult and very challenging times for the world that we're going through. I think first and foremost, you know, we sort of view this as a humanitarian crisis first and foremost, and I think that's the approach that we have in evaluating the situation. Vukile and Castellana are both in a strong position to be able to weather the storm. We've spent the last week or so doing extensive modeling, understanding our cash flows, understanding what the scenarios might look like if tenants are unable to trade for an extended period of time. And very pleased to say that under all scenarios that we're modeling, we have the cash resources, we have the bank facilities to be able to get through this period and hopefully emerge from it largely unscathed and ready to face a new future going forward.
As we've alluded to, Lawrence, it's not just at home. You've run through this experience with your Spanish exposure already, where since Friday, you know, stores have been forced to close for 15 days. What's that experience been like?
Sure. In fact, I must say there's been a lot of learning for us in the South African business because, you know, Spain is probably a good 2 weeks ahead of South Africa in terms of the whole COVID issue. From an infection point of view, unfortunately, significantly higher than where we are. But in terms of lockdown, it's been already 2 weeks. Our team has been working remotely now for over 2 weeks. And we've been able to take a lot of the learnings as to what they've done and bring them into the office here. So the Vukile office in South Africa already has been working remotely now for over a week. That's been seamless. We've been able to understand a lot of the interactions with tenants in the Spanish market, and that's starting to inform our strategies and what we need to be doing in the local market. Really just being able to sort of lean on the international environment and see what's happening in that space. So there is some learning that we're able to get at the moment and move forward. But really it's a very, very tough position, you know, that we're in. The malls in Spain, in fact, are open, but only limited tenants are able to trade. Supermarkets, pharmacies, other essential services. In fact, very similar to the list in South Africa in terms of what essential services are there. Yeah. So footfall naturally is down dramatically. But as I said, at the moment, the focus is not about the trade. The focus is about how do we make sure that people stay safe? How do we make sure that our shopping centers are safe environments for those people that need to go there? And really focusing on the health and well-being of our tenants, our customers, and our employees.
Lawrence, you talk about engagement processes, of course, having been had already with tenants over in Spain, and one assumes that's going to now set, with that learning having happened, somewhat of a precedent for how things are going to be progressing on this end as well. How much of the firepower that you do hold are you able to then extend to your tenants locally, some whom will come under pressure as spend just doesn't come their way, and one assumes resulting in a whole lot of, or a big rise in non-performing, you know, or your impairments?
Absolutely. I think the most important message, you know, that we can give at the moment and the way in which we're running our company is that the only way that we're going to get through this, and when I mean we, I'm talking about the value chain, it's tenants, it's landlords, it's banks, it's consumers, is to be able to sort of look at it and behave responsibly. This is about responsible corporate leadership at this stage. It's not about trying to, you know, to get the upper hand over a tenant or over a bank and vice versa. I think what we're calling for now is active engagement between ourselves and our tenants, ourselves and our funders, and really saying, how do we actually manage through this crisis together? I think that is sort of the only way that one can get through, is to take an end-to-end view of the value chain and find the areas of cooperation. So within that, quite naturally, we need to come to the party in order to help our tenants get through this. There are cash flow pressures that will certainly be felt at different levels of retailers, certainly the mom and pop, the SMEs, are going to take a lot more pain than the national retailers. But I think it's about all of us thinking how to solve this problem, thinking not only about ourselves, but of the other as well.
Yeah.
And I think if we're able to do that, there are viable strategies to get through and to be able to at least stabilize the business, that when one comes through this crisis and hopefully the world returns to some level of normalcy, we'll be able to get back to running our business in a business as usual manner.
Lawrence, no matter how much support you offer, though, there are those who are going to be hit nevertheless, and pretty severely. To what extent are you pricing in a rise in vacancies?
I think it's inevitable, but it's also way too soon to predict. So clearly what we're working through at the moment is to see which tenants are stronger, which are weaker, which categories might be able to get through better than others. But I think at this stage of the game, to start planning about what that means in terms of future occupancies and future rental levels, it's just too soon in this crisis to be thinking about that. I think at this stage of the game, it's around business survival for our tenants and how we can help them get through that. Once we've been able to assess that situation, we'll have a clearer picture of vacancies and how to move forward from there. But it's too soon at this stage.
Let's leave it there, Lawrence. Thanks so much for having joined us this evening. That, of course, Vukile Property Fund CEO, Lawrence Rapp.